We're now welcome onto the call, the head coach of the UAlbany Great Danes, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. Have you dug out of the snow in Albany?
Yeah, it was an interesting, you know, it's fun to throw all these challenges up when you're getting ready for a second round playoff game with, you know, over a foot of snow on the field and digging out and getting the staff in. And but we're on track and we're tough in Albany. We're used to the cold weather and the snow.
First off, congratulations on your team's 42-14 win over Central Connecticut State. First playoff win in school history. How significant was that accomplishment?
You know, I think it's a when you're trying to build a program in a conference like the CAA, I think it's a huge accomplishment for our players and a great thing for our university. And you know, it's tough. You know, you get in, you fight your butt off in our conference, and then you get in a playoff game, and it's almost, you know, it took us a little bit to get going. And I think a lot of the credit, you know, you got to credit Central Connecticut. They came in fired up. They had all their reasons why they had chips on their shoulders, and we were able to weather the storm. But for us, it's a great step for what we're trying to do. And I just heard Kirk talking about the importance of experience, and I think that game gives us experience and will help us in this week's football game for sure.
Got several questions in queue. If you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Mark Singelius with the Albany Times Union.
Hey, Greg, you mentioned the weather. With more than a foot of snow on the ground and more on the way, has it affected your preparation at all? And have you had to alter your practice plans at all?
You know, really, we're really literally fighting through. We had to make some adjustments, obviously. The coaching staff, I had to get them out of here last night earlier than – we came in early and got our work done, but I sent them home with their laptops to keep working and you know, crack the whip on those guys a little bit. But we're adjusting. It's something we'll deal with. I'm not worried about it. I've had to do these things before in my life, and we just don't allow things to be a distraction. We never have, and we got a couple plans in place to make sure we have a good week of practice. And you know, and our, you know, Sean from our ground crew's out there busting his tail trying to get our field clear for us right now. But we have some backup plans, and you know, we're going to practice and execute and have a good week regardless. We're not going to let the weather affect us.
What would your backup plan be?
Well, there's some indoor facilities and things like that too in the area that we can get some work in. But hopefully, tomorrow is the worst. Getting ready for tomorrow will be the hardest. But I hope we can be out on our own field by Wednesday. But we'll see. I mean, that's just, we're working on it now.
I mean, did you have practice scheduled today, or what did you have scheduled today?
No, our kids are off on Mondays. It's our normally scheduled off day, so they're home resting and getting ready for tomorrow.
And tomorrow, you think you could be outside?
Don't know yet, and that's I just don't know. If we're not outside, we'll be indoors practicing somewhere.
You said after Saturday's game, obviously you didn't know much about Montana State because you hadn't seen them yet. What stands out about them so far from what you've seen on film, Greg?
You know, I think the first thing, you know they've earned a number 5 seed and had a huge win their last game, a big win over their rival, hometown rival. And so, you know, I wasn't surprised by what I saw. I mean, they're big and physical and athletic. They're a great running team. You know, it's something that, you know, we've given up some rushing yards and how we play defense, but they're big and physical on offense, and they take the shots and beat you deep. They got a good core of receivers, a big quarterback, and defensively they're a really, really good football team. They've got size. They've got a number of transfers that are impact players for their defense, and you know, I haven't really got through into the kicking game stuff right now, but I know they're a heck of a program, and to earn 5 seed, it just tells you all you need to know about them.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Paul Schwedelson with the Bozeman Daily.
Hey, Greg. I was just wondering how you evaluate Montana State quarterback Tucker Rovig, number 12.
Hey, Paul. You know, I wouldn't really get into evaluating him just from the sense of, you know, we're kind of looking at him as a group. He's a big guy. He kind of looks like our guy, you know, big, tall guy, can throw the ball. And it would be hard for me to tell you anything other than I think he's a talented guy. He's got some, you know, they use two guys. I'm not all the way through it, to be honest, enough to give you a really detailed evaluation of what I think. And quite honestly, probably wouldn't give you a detailed what I think anyhow. So, but I do think he's a good football player, and I think that he runs their offense really well.
How difficult is it, you know, like you mentioned, you know, mixing in different players that they have taken snaps? How difficult is it preparing for that?
You know, it's something that you kind of get used to, you know, with the advent of Wildcat-type quarterbacks. And, you know, we certainly in our league have been challenged by some great quarterbacks that, you know, they're all different styles. So, I mean, it is challenging, and it's something that we have to – it gives you extra preparation time. But the truth of the matter is it's not something – you know, 1 week we play against Tom Flacco, or the next week we play against, you know, a big pocket quarterback. And, you know, that in our league, you know, the Pagano kid at Maine is a great quarterback, and Vito Pryor. And we've got good quarterbacks in our league that we deal with every week, and it ranges from the pocket thrower to the athlete. And we just played against a really good athletic quarterback that presented some problems for us. So, you know, we understand the scope of what we have to deal with going into this game against Montana State.
Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Coach, how critical was the defensive play on Saturday in terms of, you know, helping the offense maybe get settled down, you know, to jump start, you know, early in that game?
You know, I think it's a good question, because I think when our offense kind of explodes like that sometimes, and everybody wants to talk about our quarterback and our receivers and our, you know, the skill guys on offense, but our defense held the fort. I mean, if we didn't dig our heels in going into the red zone, and like we have all year, we're pretty good red zone defense. But, you know, they had us back on our heels in the first quarter, and our defense stood up. I mean, we held them to a field goal, which they missed. They got a touchdown off of a scramble and a mistake in the back end, and then, you know, we stopped them on a fourth down and after a turnover. They're huge situations in a game that thing could have been worse than 7-0 at the end of a quarter, and I think the defense deserves a lot of credit for digging their heels in, basically, and just trying to hold the fort until the offense got going.
And, you know, here's that final month of the regular season, something that Carl had said was that pretty much every game was a playoff after the bye, and the way that the defense has kind of responded in that time, you know, holding the two opponents below 20 points, or actually three now, how have you seen that group kind of emerge as a whole during this final stretch run of the season?
Yeah, they've been, you know, they've really played well, and especially in spots. I mean, you know, we're playing against some pretty good teams. You know, our conference, I think sometimes people so much look at record and don't understand, you know, somebody had made a comment to me during the last week and about, you know, I saw something about Rhode Island, you know, that we struggled with Rhode Island, and I kind of laughed. Rhode Island's a really good football team that I would not want to play again with the skill people they have. And so our conference is really deep, and it prepares you for playoffs, and we've been in the playoffs for week after week. But I do think there was some – I think our kids were, you know, I don't know what the word would be. I think we were ready to play, certainly, but I think we were a little tentative early in the game, but on both sides of the ball. And once that wore off, we started playing like ourselves.
Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Colton Toole with the Bozeman Daily.
Hey, yeah, so obviously in the first round, things were working for you in the passing game there. Just looking at their defense, how do you kind of expect to keep that going against Montana State this week? How do you kind of keep that going?
You know, we really focus on ourselves internally, and we spend our week trying to figure out how to break down what they do, and we always have to be prepared. We, you know, we I think Juwan Green in many ways has caused some people to play a little different sometimes against them, but if they're comfortable just playing their base defense against us and what they normally do, I think they will be. I think in the Big Sky they see great receivers every week. The offense out there is you look at all the numbers. I mean, the amount of yards that people are gaining, they certainly know how to play offensive football. So I don't think they're going to change much. And it just becomes matchups and execution. And we're just a day or so against opponent we have never seen before. We don't have any common opponents. So, you know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us to figure out some of these things that you're asking. They're good questions, but I don't have total answers on how to factor defense yet.
All right, that's all I got. Thanks.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Coulter Nuñez with the ESPN Montana.
Hey, Coach, one thing that's fascinating about covering the playoffs for us out here is so often when teams come to Montana, they're not used to the weather this time of year, but it sounds like you guys have some snow. So what do you think of just that dynamic? How accustomed is your team to playing in the cold and snow, the wintry weather?
We're looking at it like it's a vacation, so we're not worried about that. Believe me when I tell you, we're not afraid of weather. There's no one on this team or staff that's concerned about anything to do with weather, and we'll take whatever Montana has to throw at us. We're just, you know, we know it's a loud stadium. We know the weather is going to be the weather, and we're really just we got a tough group of guys. It's not going to affect us in the least, not even a factor.
Just the logistics of the trip. What's it going to take for you guys to get here, man? What's your plan? When will you guys leave? What's the path to get to Montana?
Well, we're planning on leaving Thursday night and to get acclimated time wise. You know, I think we'll get them there, get them to bed. When they wake up, they should be on the 2-hour delay. Shouldn't be a big deal for our guys. It's generally not, in my experience. We'll be there Friday, practice, and we're looking for somewhere to go to in the afternoon to for the kids to kind of experience the area. And but you know, it's funny, our volleyball coach Josh Pritchard here, he went to school at Montana State, so he's been raving about it. He told me how beautiful it is. We've heard nothing but great things about how gorgeous the area is, and the people are nice. And although I know their fans will be tough on us, we're excited about getting there.
Just the fact that it is probably almost every person in your program's first trip to a foreign place, how do you not let that become distraction is the wrong word, but just not let the novelty get in the way of the task at hand?
I don't think so. These guys are used to traveling and playing. Last I checked, it's still in the United States, so I feel pretty good.
Pretty close.
You know, it's not on foreign soil, I've been doing this too long. You know, I've played everywhere and pretty much around the country, and as a player, as a coach, we just don't talk about those things. You know what I mean? Like we're real focused on ourselves and we're real focused on the opponent, because you know that they're the most important thing. The weather, they have to play in the weather. They have to play in everything that we have to play in. And certainly being a home game is obviously an advantage. And that means we have to play a great football game to have any chance to win the football game.
Last question for me, I just want to ask you about your quarterback. What sort of impact has Jeff had on your program, and what has led to him having such an outstanding freshman season?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because, you know, it's either I finally became a good coach after 20 years, or our quarterback's pretty darn good. And I can promise you I haven't changed. So he's been a huge impact on our program. I mean, when you look at his numbers for a redshirt freshman, and he's been phenomenal, you know, and he cannot play well. The thing I think is his best asset is he can struggle. He never stops playing hard. He never stops being positive. Saturday was a perfect example of who he is as a person. We were just getting our butts kicked. And some of it self-inflicted, you know, bad choices, bad mistakes. We had 18 yards in the first quarter. He never blinked. He never blinked. And when we got the ball back, which was huge before the half, after not playing real well, he drove it straight down, made a perfect throw for a touchdown, and then he just picked it up from there. So he's been a big difference. But, you know, we do have a good supporting cast, I think any quarterback will tell you that you have to have good receivers and the O-line has to block. And I think our running backs are really talented, both as a runner, but they can block. And I think that all of that comes together makes Jeff better. And he's just been a great addition to our team.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Greg.
Sure.
Greg, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Good luck with dealing with the snow in Albany and safe travels to Montana. And hopefully we do this call again next Monday.
I love these secret calls, Rob, so thanks.
All right. Thanks, Greg.